Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Well, today's cattle futures market came back with a vengeance. With feeder cattle were up $1.50 to $1.80. Live cattle were up anywhere from 30 cents in December at $122.97. to $1.12 higher in February at $126.95. So across the board, cattle markets are strong. The lean hog market was up 20 in February at $70.90. That was about 60 cents off the highs. Now, the positive note is this week we have bounced back following a cattle on feed report last Friday that was thought to be pretty negative. The market's held together really strong here and stayed strong throughout the week. Boxed beef, after being higher on Tuesday, we're lower today. And we have choice down $1.25 at $210.32. Select was up slightly at $205.36, and that choice select spread is really tightened down to around just under $5 at $4.96. If you look at a chart, we've been this narrow at times before. Back in the wintertime, it got tight, and then it got extremely wide at one point. Over $20, and it stayed that way up until here recently as both box beef and select have come down. One thing I've noticed on this movement is that the choice has come down a lot more than the select has since really the first part of November. So that choice select spread is really tightening up here at the current levels.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Today's grain markets were higher here on the corn. We're up about a penny. Beans are up a penny. The wheat, Chicago was up 7 to 9. Kansas City up about 10 cents. And cotton unchanged at 68.70. As we wind up 2019, we expect maybe some continued quiet trading here throughout the rest of the year. These hedge funds may reposition. So sometimes you get movements at the end of the year that aren't really fundamental in nature. The market's relatively low news. The wheat market's been one surprise here with Kansas City up 10. We did reach the 50% retracement on the March Kansas City, which was 471. So maybe some resistance here. We're hearing people selling some wheat from last year to take the money off the table before the end of the year. So it looks like this rally could be met with some resistance due to that. Currently, the stock market and the Dow's up about 42 at 28,550. S&P's up 9.25 points. So the S&P is really kind of taking off here. Natural gas futures today are currently up about 8.5 to 10 cents. Crude oil up about 60 cents right now. So again, following Christmas, we have a little bit of a slow news period until the first of 2020.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.